Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. North Korea, a revisionist state. Iran, a revisionist state. Both of them determined to destroy their neighborhoods and the threat represented to them by the liberal world order. That is the larger theme and addressed immediately by a new book, Rogue Allies, the Strategic Partnership Between Iran and North Korea. Bruce Bechtel and Anthony Celso are the authors from the University of Press of Kentucky. I come to Bruce to comment chiefly on the North Korean threat because it is not adequately represented in the reporting about what we've witnessed this last 2 years, the attack on Israel and Israel's right fight to defend itself from multiple surrogates for Iran. But behind that Iranian presence is North Korea itself. Bruce, congratulations to you and your colleague. I begin with a comment you make early in the book that neither Republican nor Democratic presidential administrations have grasped the dangers of these two working together. If I understand that correctly, that is a profound miss. Is that still true right now, or has it come to everybody that North Korea feeding all those long-range artillery shells to Russia is feeding everyone else? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's great to see you again. And it is true. And this goes all the way back to 1983 when North Korea truly started more than samples, for lack of a better term, to the Iranians. And that was, as we all know, during the Iran-Iraq War. And our president was Ronald Reagan, who was a very strong president on national defense and foreign policy, as we all know. And yet, very little was done about the North Korean proliferation to Iran. I think it's very important to note that during the Cold War, and that's when it started. But I think it's also very important to note a side point here, which is that during the Cold War, everything North Korea proliferated to everybody up until Iran in 1983 was free. So in other words, they were proliferating weapons and training and ammunition and all kinds of things to places like Angola and Mozambique and the Congo and Ethiopia and so on and so forth, Cuba. And they were doing that essentially for free. Syria is another place they were doing that because they were totally 100% subsidized by the Soviet Union at the time. Iran was the exception. With Iran starting in 1983, it was really a cash and carry operation, and barter too, as you have said in the past. That, you know, Iran also sent them oil in return for a lot of the arms and the missiles and the technicians and the aides, et cetera. That set a precedent after the Cold War ended and Russia completely cut off the North Koreans and said, you do anything with us, you got to pay for it in hard currency. Which they couldn't afford to do. So all those places that they proliferated to, including Iran, and especially Iran, it was hard currency or oil or some other type of commodity. Other presidents after after Reagan, whether they were Republican or Democrat, also did not take action against North Korea and their proliferation. Except for sanctions. Sanctions were important. PSI really looked important. The Proliferation Security Initiative, that was formed during the George W. Bush administration. But PSI, it's funny. North Korea is proliferating to Russia, and Russia's a signatory to the PSI. The problem with PSI has been, although it has good intentions and it's a great symbolic thing, you know, nobody has a big enough Navy to take the time out and the resources to just stop ships on the high seas all the time. So that has not gone well. So we've seen, and we're dealing with that right now. The Biden administration, which we just came off of in January, literally, even though they were talking a lot about Iran, was not talking at all about the fact that North Korea supplied Iran. In fact, I can take you back to a press briefing that occurred last year, that occurred in January of 2024, when the Secretary of State actually had to be informed by a Voice of America reporter that Hamas was getting North Korean weapons. Blinken seemed truly unaware that they were getting the weapons, and he had to walk that back the next day. So this has been an issue that people just have not paid as much attention to it as they should have. Back in 2018, it looked like it would change. It did not. And as you have said in the past, sanctions are good. They're well-intentioned. But our biggest problem has always been us being the United States enforcement. The United States enforces them. Many of our allies do not. Many signatories of the sanctions at the United Nations do not, particularly those countries in Africa, where North Korea launders its money and trades things. So this is an issue. Not doing anything about it means one thing: it's going to continue. And we've seen it just get worse with North Korea's contribution to Russia's war with Ukraine. And I hope that's something we can talk about later.
We begin with what is the threat? Nuclear, of course, is primary because that is the conversation ongoing. Several administrations about the Islamic Republic of Iran suspect nuclear weapons program. It certainly threatens our ally Israel and peace in the world. Bruce very carefully reintroduces how did we get here. The first underground test was 2006, 1 kiloton by North Korea. The second nuclear test, 2009, 4 kilotons. After that, there was 1 year where they tested 2 in 1 year underground tests as the yield climbs. All of that is intimidating, but the delivery of that system is critical. Is it your opinion now, Bruce, that North Korea has the capability of delivering a nuclear weapon on a ballistic missile as far as the United States of America?
Yes, and I'll tell you the exact missile. It is called the Hwasong-15, a missile that they have tested successfully several times, and that missile has a range to track the entire United States. So they have the missile. They have the capability to put the warhead on the missile. The only thing we have not seen is them actually do a live nuclear test mounting a warhead on the missile where they shot it to some empty spot in the ocean and it detonated. We have not seen them do that. I don't know if we'll ever see them do that, but we know they have the missile capability. We know they have the nuclear capability, and we know they have the technology to put it on a missile. So that is where we are right now. That's the Hwasong-15, which, again, has been successfully tested several times. It has successfully entered the Earth's atmosphere several times. They are now also working with solid fuel technology. They've got the Hwasong-18 and the Hwasong-19, which are solid fuel missiles. But the most reliable missile is that Hwasong-15, which, by the way, also is a liquid fuel missile that comes on a launcher. So they can move it around anywhere and launch it from anywhere. What does that mean for us? That means indications and warning is really challenged to get that missile before it takes off, if that's what we're going to do. It'll certainly be a challenge to our ballistic missile defense as well. But the United States has always prided itself on indications and warning to try and hit those missiles before they get off the ground. That will be a challenge with North Korea's current ballistic missile fleet.
This is a conversation about the strategic partnership between Iran and North Korea. Bruce Bechtel and Anthony Celso, the authors of Rogue Allies. When we come back, Iran and North Korea's nuclear weapons program. What do they exchange? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings.